Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marcus Williams met with the media at the end of mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
What's going on? What's going on? You guys know that I don't ever come up here, so I'm back.
Marcus, last year you dealt obviously with the shoulder and the pec. I was wondering how
I dealt with the shoulder last year?
Pec?
I don't remember.
Well, the injury. How much bothersome was it as it's worse, and how do you feel coming kind of
Injuries happen in a year, and you just got to overcome those injuries and, you know, just push past them, which I think I'm pretty good at doing.
Marcus, you've been one of those vocal players in the field the last couple of weeks. Is that your natural personality come out, or are you more intentionally embracing that leadership role in the secondary?
I mean, I've always been a leader. I've always been vocal. I mean, that's just something I've been doing. I mean, if you've been out here the last couple of years that I've been here, I've been doing the same thing. So it's nothing new to me. I mean, it's just something that's true to me.
Marcus, what was your reaction when Zach Orr got the D coordinator job, and you know, how much have you interacted with him in previous 2 years?
I'm excited. You know, you got a guy who's been out there on the field, done what we've done, and now he's transitioning to the DC job, which I think he's doing a good job of right now. He's going to put us in some good positions to make some plays and, you know, dial it up. So I'm excited to see, you know, what our future holds for this year. And I hope he, you know, comes out there and does exactly what he knows he's going to do.
What do you think his Zach Orr defense will look like?
His defense.
Were you surprised ascension of Kyle Hamilton, of you take any responsibility of helping him to get to the level where he is now?
Kyle's always been a good player. You know, he's worked his butt off day in and day out. I mean, you know, I helped him here and there, but that's all his doing. That's his work, his offseason work, his film room work. You know, I don't take credit for any of the stuff that he's done. You know, he's a great player. He's put in the time and the effort to go out there and make those plays. He's confident. And you see that by his play. So I think just him just putting that time in and respecting the process, he comes out there and he performs.
Marcus, you really played through that injury, grinded through that injury last year. How eager are you to show everybody what you can do when you have two fully functioning arms?
Yeah, I mean, my arms are always functioning. it's not about showing anybody anything. It's about showing myself what I could do. I never worry about showing anybody what I could do. I just stay true to me, go out there, perform to the best of my abilities no matter what's going on. And that's just as football players. You got to, you know, overcome adversity and face that looking in the eye and just never give up.
You have a lot of talented players in the secondary, veterans like yourself and young players. What do you think the expectations are for the secondary?
I think we just got to, you know, find that identity coming out in training camp. I mean, that's the most important thing, have that good camaraderie. And I think, you know, this is a new year. This is not who we were last year. So now we got to, you know, bond over again and reconnect on that level. But I think we'll be some, you know, high playmakers back there, you know, physical guys attacking the ball and take the ball away.
Marcus, along those lines, you guys have used a lot of free safety looks the last couple of years. And obviously Geno's moved on in free agency. What have been some of your impressions, especially with Kyle missing a little bit of time recently, but Ardarius Washington, Trey Smalling, some of those young safeties that you've been able to work with the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been like next man up mentality. Even if somebody's not here right now, we're all still working, and he's still out here acting as if he's a coach. Kyle thinks he's a coach now or something. I think they're doing a great job learning the playbook, and everybody's pretty much interchangeable in our defense. So everybody learns every position so they know what to do. And I think just going out there and having it in practice, helping us perform for the upcoming season.
This is the time of year where there's always a million rankings that come out about players. I think you and Kyle, you know, somebody said, you know, this is the best safety duo in the league. Just your thoughts about that and kind of what you two want to share together.
Rankings don't mean anything. I mean, performance from last year is not performance from this year. We know what we can do. We know what type of players we are. You know, we're confident in ourselves. I mean, I think I'm the best. He thinks he's the best. So everybody thinks they're the best. But who performs the best? You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think our expectation is to be our best, to excel past our best, and go out there and perform and help us win some games.
From your leadership perspective, what's the messaging as everyone kind of goes their separate ways before training camp?
Right now it's just, you know, stay smart. You know, get your mind right. Get ready for the season. Get healthy because it's a long season ahead. I've been myself. I mean, this has been me. I mean, you ask about injuries, I'm going to tell you the same thing. I've been me. This is me. I'm going to just continue to get better.
What are your impressions of Wigan so far?
Man, he's fast. He's in and out of breaks. I think he's going to be a good player for us. I mean, there's just been OTAs, but you see him flying around already. So once these pads come on, you know, we'll see a little bit more what he could do. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.